You're launching a new planner, so let's talk a little bit about that. What's new and what's different about it?
Yeah. At the show here, we're launching the Kinsey 4900 planner. Now, this is a new planner, front full planner, 12, 16, and 24 rows. Comes in a 30-inch row spacing. And what's unique about this planner is, first off, the frame. Has a lot of capacity. Has up to 120 bushel bulk fill capacity on it. Up to 600 gallons of liquid fertilizer capacity. And with that, we've introduced our hydraulic weight transfer feature to front full planters. This is a Kinsey exclusive, and what it does, it takes all that weight from the center section of the planter and you through hydraulic cylinders transfers that to the wings. This does two things. First off, it takes weight off the center section, reducing compaction in your field. The second thing though is it also keeps those wings in the ground. So if you've got some harder soil or some rough terrain where you previously might have put tractor weights on your wings, you no longer have to do that. Utilize the weight of your seed and your fertilizer to keep the wings in the ground and also at the same time reduce compaction.
Red, as we talk about these new types of technologies and these new additions, what drives the innovation behind it? Is it what customers want? Is it what they're looking for? Or is it just being the first ones to have this type of technology?
There's a lot of different things. Certainly, we get feedback from farmers, some great ideas, things that take them time, and we just try and address. Also, the founder of the company, John Kinzelbaugh, has a lot of his innovations in this new planter. For instance, we introduced a flip axle with our 24-row planter. And what this does is the axle literally flips underneath the frame and brings it forward almost 5 feet when you're going into transport position. So a lot of farmers with these big 24 rows have trouble getting in their fields, get trouble down going down narrow lanes. With this flip axle, now you've reduced the turning radius of the planter to more similar to a 12 or 16 row, yet you still have the convenience of the 24 row. As soon as you get into that field, flip the axle back into a planting position and away you go. A couple other features that we're introducing with this new planter is a new vacuum meter. Brand new, ground-up design, designed for 99% accuracy from speeds 2 miles per hour all the way up to 8 miles an hour. And along with the new meter, we're introducing a new drive type. In addition to our contact ground drive and our hydraulic drive, we're now introducing an electric drive for our planter. What this means is we actually have an individual 24-volt stepper motor for each meter, and we're able to adjust the speed of that meter by row, so we can maintain our accuracy at every speed, and we can also adjust it if you're, say, going around a contour and your outer rows are moving at a different speed than your inner ones. We can adjust the speed of that meter so you have perfect seat spacing from the inside row all the way out to the outside row. And additionally, it reduces all the chains, shafts, electric clutches that come along with other drive types, so it's a very clean, low-maintenance design and also very precise.
As we look at the planter, how important is it to have the perfect seed spacing, to have the perfect seed depth to maximize yield potential in the long run?
It's vital. There's really three things we look at when we're designing a planter, and that's first is that seed depth. That's actually more critical than seed spacing. If a seed emerges differently up to, even if they come up at 4 hour differences, you'll start to see a yield decrease. And if they come up within a day or two difference, all of a sudden that corn plant that you were counting on becomes a weed to all the other plants. And we see up to 5 to 10 bushel difference if you don't have that even emergence in them coming up literally, you know, within 4 hours of each other. So seed depth is the first thing, and that's critical. And that's again why we've done the hydraulic weight transfer to make sure we get those winglings in the ground. Another innovation with the 4900 planters on our row units, we put a full 12 inches of vertical travel. So if you've got some rough terrain and you need to make sure you keep that row unit across the entire width of your planter down into the ground to get that, again, that seed depth consistency, we've got the vertical travel in the row unit. The next thing we look for is that seed spacing. Again, if the seeds are too close to each other, one of them is going to start to act like a weed and you're going to see a yield reduction. Or if they're too far apart, you're not going to get as many seeds in your field as you expect, and you're going to get a yield decrease from that. The third thing is good seed to soil contact. So after you've got it the right depth, you've got it spaced right, you want to make sure that you cover it right. So we've got different closing wheel options for that as well. We've got rubber closing wheels, we've got cast iron, and also this year we've introduced disc closers with a press wheel also. What farmers need is going to vary by soil type, where they're at, and quite frankly what's worked for them in the past and their own preferences. So we have a lot of different options for that seed to soil contact as well.
availability. You're launching it here at Farm Machinery Show. When can farmers start to look at them for their operation?
Sure. We're going to start taking orders for this planter in May, and that's for delivery for use of the 2014 planting season.
And if folks want to find out more information about it, how can they do so?
They should contact their local Kinsey dealer.